Okay. Because you're the one that started the racism.
I did not start the racism. I threw my wife out this weekend, so there was...
Oh, wow.
This is the WP Candy Podcast, number 11, the official podcast of WPCandy.com. I am Ryan Immel, your host. Joining me on my right, that I can't see because the monitor is blocking it, but I assume he's still there.
Still here.
It's Justin Vella from Guru. Hi, Justin.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
I'm good. All right. Sitting next to him. Is Eric Lash, also from Guru.
Yes.
How are you, Eric?
I'm doing well. How are you, kind sir?
I'm excellent.
Good. Good.
And to your right is Ray from Guild Press.
Yo.
Hi, Ray.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Everybody's good so far. Everyone
will hear that.
It wouldn't be appropriate to do a podcast for WP Candy without
some candy. And we have a large jar. As a matter of fact, I will post a picture of that on your Facebook.
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah. It is.
We gotta have that.
It is.
People have to know what's fueling this terrible thing.
It's true. How are you?
I'm good. Also, still good.
All right. Just making sure.
And to my left is Justin of Guild Press. How are you, Justin?
I am awesome.
He was just kissed by a rose.
I was. Seals rose.
We definitely have to have some sort of a pre-show so that people can see that it's basically karaoke night before the podcast begins.
Candy.
So everything with Guild Press still okay, guys?
It's still kicking.
Still there. Mm-hmm. Still working. Mm-hmm. That's good.
How's everything with Guru?
I don't know, Guru. How is everything with Guru?
Well, I don't know. I haven't been checking it.
What, you mean that thing?
That's still there.
Mm-hmm. So what'd you guys... I was gone the past few days at WordCamp Minneapolis. What have you guys been up to?
Where'd you go, Eric?
Not missing you, if that's what you're asking.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding.
Man.
I missed you.
Somebody's mic is getting muted.
How was that, by the way?
It was good. I'll talk more about it when we get to inside baseball stuff.
Gotcha.
And we'll actually talk about some of it in the news because some of it applies. But yeah, it was a good trip. What did you guys do?
Good.
Where'd you go, Eric?
Well, I was in Louisville for the weekend for my niece's birthday. She turned 6, so happy belated birthday to her. It was nice.
When she listens to this, she'll appreciate it.
Yeah, right.
You'll have to cut out everything but that. Just that.
Yeah, she would not be able to listen to this.
Yeah, no.
It's been good so far, though. I mean, we've been
behaving. But that just calling that out, though, means that in the next minute it will not be. So.
Why did you look at me? Like, everyone looked at me all of a sudden.
Okay.
Because you're the one that started the racism.
I did not start the racism. I threw my wife out this weekend, so there was...
Oh, wow.
Eric, don't do that.
That was so inappropriate, Eric.
It was those guys lifting next door.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
So it's all family on that side of the table.
It is.
Niece's birthdays and splitting up another. It's all good.
It's good.
It all comes full circle.
It does. It's a circle of life.
Like the Lion King.
That's exactly where I was going with that.
You guys are on the same page tonight.
Did you know I went to school at the school out in California, mm-hmm. or high school, with the kid whose sister sang. I'm not lying. His sister sang.
You know what?
That
it
song.
Sounds so lame. I don't think you are lying.
Yeah,
true.
Exactly. She sang that song.
As like Nala, it. Yeah.
So you God okay? So that this is like 4 degrees of separation. Then she sang it, and you knew through school the brother of her.
Yeah,
in California,
exactly.
She sang Nala's part.
You're like, so in other words, where are Broadway tickets, man? You need to be hooking this up.
I want to there.
I've been working on it.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just had to throw that out.
Don't worry, I'm just fact checking this.
That's golden trivia. Oh yeah, what's the? Do you know the name? What's the last name of the?
Roy Graham. was his name.
It was his name.
Yes.
He didn't know the sister's name, though. So it
should
be Graham.
Unless she's been married, she's going to fuck this whole thing up.
Oh.
But, I started to type Nala Lion King into Google, and the suggestion was Nala Lion King leukemia.
What?
So I'm wondering if this girl has leukemia or something.
Oh, no. That would.
I give up.
The whole thing would take a turn.
Yeah.
Let's just pretend that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Edit.
Sorry.
The sad part.
Yeah, the sad part. All the good things. Just cut out the sad but real things. Just cut that out.
One reality.
It makes me feel sad. All right, ready for news?
Jesus.
Hell yeah.
Good news, everyone.
News team, assemble!
Wishing he'd come by and bring me some good news.
Sure, why not? It
is legit.
So, first up, this actually happened on Saturday at WordCamp Minneapolis St. Paul. One of the speakers in the 401 track was Todd Dunbar, who is a developer, or actually a contributor to WordPress. He actually contributed a bunch to the custom navigation stuff in 3.0. And he's also the developer, well, he's at DevPress with a couple of those other guys, but he's also been the developer behind the WP framework, theme framework. Which always sounds redundant to say it at the
it
same
does,
time.
Yeah.
But he released version 0.3 beta. like anybody
Skype.
Who's, yeah, it's a Skype joke. It's a bad joke. Skype, sorry, beta. And it was pretty cool. He gave a presentation basically demonstrating how it works, and I played around a little bit with it. What's interesting about it, and this is probably a question mainly for the developers in the room, first of all, like, what have you guys ever played around with theme frameworks before?
Yes.
Can you expand on that answer?
Yes or
no question.
Yeah, you ask a yes or no question. No, we've.
No, I'm sorry. Which frameworks, like, which ones do you have experience with?
I don't remember.
Okay.
No, seriously. Actually, I downloaded this WP framework today.
Yeah.
I haven't played with it yet, but.
Well, what was interesting to me, and I hadn't heard this distinction before, which is helpful because I'm trying to put together sort of a list of theme frameworks for a post, and I'll probably steal his definition, but he designated between options-based theme frameworks and starter theme frameworks, where the options, which some of the, you know, you hear options-based and you think, oh, yeah, it's the ones that are more visually based, like,
right.
You know, Thesis or Headway. But he also included, like, Genesis in that, where most of the layout is controlled via options, versus starter themes, which are, like, whiteboard is one.
Sandbox.
Sandbox is another.
I've used Sandbox. There we go.
Starkers by Elliot J. Stocks is another one, which basically just gives you a bunch of theme files to get rolling with.
Right.
And he said his theme essentially tries to kind of sit in the middle of those two, where options can be created and it can be maintained using options, but it's essentially just a bunch of starter theme files
right.
as well. I've played around with what frameworks have I used? Honestly, Sandbox is probably the only one that I've used to a large degree, mainly because I've used my own framework right now. Like, I just sort of have my own.
Maybe you should release it.
I shouldn't, because it's definitely not as flashy as a lot of what these other, like, you know, his WP framework, the Themify guys are doing some cool stuff with frameworks right now.
Maybe we don't want flashy,
maybe. But it's also, like, I don't have, like, all the stuff in it that that a lot of these other, anyway.
I was just putting you on the spot.
Well, no. It's honestly, mine's probably just thrown together from a lot of stuff that I like that other people have done. But I found, and maybe you guys would agree with this, the hardest thing about, because I really liked, I was pretty much convinced by the WP framework presentation that he gave, and granted, you know, to be fair, any developer who's given time to, you know, 50 minutes to present about his framework is probably going to convince you that his is the best.
They're probably going to talk it up quite a bit.
Yeah, so I recognize that, but at the same time, any time I've thought about, you know, saying, oh, maybe I'll just start building everything off of Genesis, like they're doing
right.
a lot of things, or maybe I'll use... Startbox, which is another good framework. Maybe I'll use this. I feel like the thing that always holds me back is I want it all to be my own. Like, do you guys ever feel
yeah.
that way about stuff?
Yeah. I think we've run into that a couple times.
We run into it all the time.
Yeah, we run into it a little
too much, times,
actually.
Time,
we're like,
every time.
No, yeah, it's every time. We're like, wow, there's this, and it's going to make life so much easier. But I didn't make it, so no.
Right.
No, really, yeah, we do run into that a lot. And I can understand that. But, you know, I think when you decide, I think one of the reasons people do that, at least the reason I do, is I like to take the best of different things.
Sure.
You know, then it mm-hmm. kind of feels like, you know, better.
Right. probably the one thing, at least for me, and I'm sure everybody has their own reasons, the one thing that this new framework, or I kind of consider it a new framework because he really updated and added a lot of kind of stuff from version 0.2, whatever it was. And the one thing that may convince me is that the philosophy behind it isn't so much this is a parent theme, build a child theme. There's actually a framework folder within the theme that will get updated with each new theme release. So he encourages you to actually change the theme files and not just rely on hooks to do all that work, so that you actually have the theme that you're going to be using for your project is the parent theme, and then modifications you may want to do in the future would be the child theme. Whereas most other theme frameworks, you start off with the parent theme and you build a child on top of it, and then if you ever want to do modifications in the future, then you've got to do, well, grandchild themes are just kind of silly, but you have to, you know, make some modifications
and
stuff.
That's so an interesting idea. I don't think I've ever heard anybody...
Right, I can't... I think I asked him after his presentation whether there were any other ones, because I can't think of this hybrid approach
anywhere else. That's kind of an interesting concept.
But, anyhow, it's definitely worth checking out if you're considering upgrading to a framework or trying out new ones. We posted about it on the site. You can also... I don't think there's any posted link to the download aside from on our site, on wpkinney.com, and on Pata's
I was on DevPress and didn't find anything.
Yeah, there's nothing there either. He just posted it to Twitter.
I was like, huh?
Yeah. Is that what you were like?
I was typing and I went, huh?
That's a great picture of Mr. Dunbar, too, that you have at the top of the...
That's Matt's picture, I believe.
Yeah, it's not... That's a picture. I think it's a couple years old, but it's a solid one.
Yeah, it is. There's a photo by Matt Moon.
I think we're going to superimpose Ryan's face there.
No, I wouldn't need to do that. So that would just degrade the quality of the photo.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Nobody wants that.
We need to get pictures taken.
We do need some nice pictures.
We do,
yeah.
Hopefully Louisville, which we'll get to that in a second. But.
Well, then everyone has to wear something nice, right?
Yeah, right.
We don't have anything nice. That's not going to
happen. I don't got nothing.
Also, in the last week, the theme directory uploader tool now offers feedback to the person uploading to the theme directory. So, in the past, it basically served to just kind of deliver the theme to the theme review team, and now it actually kind of fires off some checks for different...
Now it actually rejects your themes?
Now it does a pre-rejection, which is helpful.
Actually, it can be for the people that are making the themes. Because
sure, things up?
Well, I mean, you're like, oh, I don't know if this is, I can do this for sure or not. You push it through there, and it's like, ah, no. You're like, oh, there's that.
You have a lot of sound effects this week.
I do.
Is it the candy?
It might be. I'm, like, shaking.
It's the end of Indiana Jones when they found the Holy Grail of candy. You didn't shut your eyes.
It's creepy.
You're going to be dust, is what he's saying.
Which I guess that's not a very good analogy.
No, I didn't know where you were going with it. But
remember that movie where they all exploded? It's just like that. You've made a candy too, haven't you?
Right. Since Ray found the candy, he hasn't been sitting still at all.
Ooh,
he does bounce. He does bounce and continues.
It's like he's autistic or something. He's just sitting there rocking.
What was I saying?
I don't know.
I have
no idea.
Bottle caps.
We were actually, Val and I were actually looking at the theme directory recently for a theme finder because we're getting to the point where we're going to start moving some theme directory themes into there to increase the number of free themes that we have. And honestly, I kind of hope that they... I wish that a part of the theme review process, and obviously it couldn't be automated into this uploader, but I wish that design would factor into it.
I was going to say, do you want me to be a douche? I'll say it.
Like a quality control.
We want to see good designs.
Well, yeah, because I feel like it's definitely strict, especially with this kind of checker. It's really strict on the code quality, which is good.
Yeah.
But, and actually you guys, I think, dealt with this too, looking through the directory for Field Press choices a couple times where there's just not a lot of really good options as far as well-designed themes in the directory.
Even some of the ones that did look good, they had so much spam inside of it. It was,
which that's the other thing. Like the theme review team, I kind of like ran into a few themes. I was like, how did this pass?
Uh-huh.
Like it's got some spammy stuff going on it. But I know that this upload checker will help standardize that because it's going to look to see how many footer links are there and stuff automatically.
Right.
From what I follow, I don't know if it's in there currently, but I've been watching the development discussions on it. And it's not only going to help, you know, you as a theme author, it's going to help the theme review team.
Right.
They're not going to have to check for every little thing.
Right, yeah, if checks like that can be made automated. I mean, hopefully if the pressure from a code perspective can be taken off, then maybe more restrictions can be put onto your design.
Right.
Because honestly, it's not even so much I don't think it's even like a subjective sort of, oh, I like this design or don't like this design sort of thing, but there are so many themes that you can tell are just a couple hundred lines of CSS that apply to Kubrick or 2010 or something like that.
Well, that's the other thing. They're going to be looking at what is like an automatically generated theme now, so no artists here themes. They'll be automatically rejected, and I believe that themes that are kind of, you know, just done that way will be rejected. You know, a lot of the artistier themes, I think they use Kubrick behind them, so we'll see how that goes.
Right. I mean, I'd be happier with a theme directory that had 100 themes in it if every single one of those themes was
quality.
Solid. Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah.
If they were all, you know, maybe we just need to... I suppose we should. I'm pretty sure. Can you add custom tags to themes? Like, can you tag themes within the directory with something yourself? I actually don't know.
I don't know because the last time I tried to do a theme, I was like, I looked at all the like things they had to say about what you could and couldn't do, and then they changed the next day. So I was like, fuck this shit.
Mark that so my niece can watch up till that point.
Yeah, you want to cut it around minute 20. That's where you want to say no. Yeah, I wonder if you can actually add tags. It doesn't look like you can, but maybe there might be a different view. I'm not currently logged into it. But because for Theme Finder, we don't want to just add, I think there's 1,800 some themes right now. We don't want to just add all of those in. Oh, sorry, almost 1,300 themes. We don't want to just add all of those in there because, like I said, a lot of them aren't that awesome. So we're probably going to be doing like spot checks, like going through and saying this one.
That's what we do.
But it'd be silly for us to do that and not like be able to leave some sort of tag behind saying these are like
these are
guru approved.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We need a tag for a theme finder on there, like theme found or something like that.
Ooh, yeah, I like it.
I'll have to find out what we can do. Yeah. Maybe we'll get some connections and make that happen.
Theme founder. Theme found.
That would be us, I guess. The theme found. Enough. So the third and I think last news story I had to look at. I'm excited because I don't think you guys have heard about this. It's just happened in the past couple days. I'll run down the story pretty quick. Yoast Valk is a pretty well known SEO and plugin developer for WordPress, and he stumbled across a plugin in the directory, but a plugin that was downloaded from a site online called BlogPress, actually BlogPress SEO. And initially he blogged about it saying, this is a bad plugin, don't use it. And I believe initially it was because it claims it'll do a bunch of stuff SEO-wise automatically for you. And he said, that's not how it works, it's not going to happen. And then he found out that it actually was malicious. It was collecting, without the user's knowledge, it was collecting emails, like the administrator email account when it was activated. And then he realized it was even worse than that, because he put up another blog post saying that there was also then basically a backdoor for logging in using that administrator email account. So what he did, after he found out about that, was he added a blank plugin to the directory called BlogPress SEO with a higher version number than BlogPress SEO's out there. And since the way WordPress automatic plugin updater works is it searches in the directory for something that's named with the same information,
right, yeah,
the same description and everything. It found it with a higher version number and now offers to people to automatically upgrade, essentially kill switching this this nefarious plugin. So as you can imagine, it's kind of a good side and bad side to this.
That's very say.
Yeah,
I can already come up with a use.
Yeah, well, I mean, so that was why I wanted to hold off on telling you about it until just now, because what do you guys think about it? Aside from your bouncing,
I'm getting excited.
You're about to jump over the table.
I'm kind of getting worried about you. Like your heart's gonna stop. I'm so excited. Oh, it hurts so good. But now, in this case, I mean, I don't think anybody would argue otherwise. He did a good thing.
Right, yeah.
Because people don't know any better, and they were getting into bad situations. Now, like, you can tell from the stats in the directory how many people have been saved from the plugin, which is kind of cool.
That's pretty cool.
Because every single download is like... It hiccuped right there. Just say that again. Just say
if
it again.
If I was a plugin developer with malicious intent, which I am, I would put in the function that disables update checking, so that they cannot kill switch my malicious plugin.
Mm. Right. Yeah, I mean, they're obviously... It's
way
not.
Go, guys!
Yeah, I mean, he does... I think he even mentions that. I mean, technically, it's just going to raise awareness to people that this is something that you can safeguard against. You know, I mean,
yeah.
it's not something that, you know, is sort of a god card, but...
Right.
At the same time, you know, what can be done about these things aside from that?
You know, I really do think that there should be some kind of review process for plugins, personally.
Mm-hmm. Well, keep in mind, this wasn't in the directory. This is just something somebody made.
Right, that's true. Well, I don't know what we really can do about it as developers, because when you think about it, I mean, people are going to...
Yeah, they can make whatever they want.
It's like sideloading apps onto your, you know, your iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they may not be approved by the app store, but...
Well, but you can't... It's terrible.
But, you know, you can still do it.
Yeah.
So I don't think that there's really any way to stop it without restricting... Oh, my God, candy.
Ooh, piece of candy.
Like, I don't think there's really any way to combat it, I mean.
Yeah, the closest thing I can think of, I mean, I know some of the backup and security plugins, like VaultPress, for instance, will let you know if there's you know, a security threat in a file or something that poses a threat to your site. So suppose the best you can do is push people to have, you know... plugins like that installed that will let them know, but at the same time, I mean, just wise up and stick to the directory for the most part.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, but I thought there's definitely a lot of people saying, oh, this is bad, this is terrible, how can this happen? It shouldn't be allowed to happen.
Quite easily.
But to be fair, if it wasn't Yoast that was adding a plugin to the directory to do this, I don't think somebody would be able to do that. Like a blank plugin just for the purpose of taking over downloads from another plugin. I mean, dude, he has a ton of...
I'm ready to find out.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay, Ryan again. So something happened to the latter half of our podcast, and so unfortunately we only made it through the news, didn't make it to the mailbag and picks. Well, we did make it to them, but you can't hear them, obviously. So we're going to save all those and hit them again next week and hopefully get a more reliable podcasting setup. Until then, thanks for listening. Check out WPCandy.com for more. Bye.